This is the third Discourse About Discourse Educast by Ben Wolkoff. Today is January 24th of 2007. I wasn't planning on podcasting this quickly after the last one. I've been thinking a lot about all of the experiences that Web 2.0 allows kids to have and teachers to have, and why they should be using it in their classrooms. But I've been talking also to a colleague of mine, Mark Wakefield, and we've been talking about where all of this is heading and where we think our goal should lie, especially looking ahead to the next school year. I had talked to him a little bit yesterday about maybe trying to get a grant together to have an entire class set for our team of computers that would just be for us, and that's 120 kids using about 30 or so computers, I would think. A couple of laptop carts from Apple, probably, that would allow us to either do an entire classroom activity where every child had a computer, or two classroom activities in different classrooms where they were working in partners and things like that. But I think that looking at it just in terms of the technology piece, I think that's looking at it too small. And we started thinking about, well, what are we going to do with that technology if we were to have it? If we were to have the resources that we've been sort of pining away for, what will we actually do with it? And that's when I think we hit upon something pretty interesting, which was Mark suggested that we write up a proposal for a school within a school. It seems like in the Discovery program and the Discovery team at Crest Hill Middle School, which I am a part of, we are already sort of on that track, because we do have the Gifted and Talented program folded into our team, and we are already integrating technology so much. Why not take it to that next step and have it be a student-selected program within the school? Another option for those students who really need the technology integration and the different teaching style that constructivism and inquiry-based learning provides. And obviously both of those things are very entrenched in the idea of collaborative learning and Web 2.0. And so what I'd like to do with this podcast is really try and brainstorm a little bit about what we would be doing if we were to create a program, to create a school within the school. Now, overall, Crest Hill Middle School does a great job with technology, and there are a lot of computers available, but it seems like a lot of teachers seem to say, let's throw technology at the problem and hope it works, you know, hope the kids learn. And that's not what a school within the school using technology would be about. One of the first ideas that we were sort of kicking around, Mark and I were kicking around, was this idea that all of the students would have an interactive student notebook, which they already have in his class this year, but it's pen and paper. And so we were thinking that we would definitely use an online notebook for all the kids' needs. And I guess we're trying to figure out, well, what does that really look like if we were to have kids taking notes on an online notebook? How far do you go with that? And so what my thought was that an interactive student notebook would look somewhat similar to pen and paper, where you had this idea of having pages, but everything could be linked to another page. And I think in that sense, it would be much more like a wiki that you could actually sort of flip through, and rather than having to, go on this sort of system of nested links. It would be something that you really could flip through by date. And so in that sense, it would be kind of combining a blog and a wiki, where it's dated materials because you would want to look back to certain dates, but you would also want to be able to add to those notes going back to certain dates as much as you want, like a wiki. And then you'd be able to link between those different pages of the notebook and say, oh, this idea relates to this idea here. And especially when we're talking about cross-curriculum ideas, where if we were both talking about the Declaration of Independence, that's something that we both did this year, where I was talking about the revision process that our founders went through in order to get to their final draft and what was left out and what was the reasoning behind that. And he was talking about more, well, what was going on in a historical sense. For our founders to want to, break away from Britain. So I think that the ability to link ideas is pretty powerful in an online notebook. But another thing that would be really interesting is that you would have the ability to take collaborative notes, where you wouldn't have to write everything down that was being said in the way that someone would transcribe something, but you'd be able to put together your notes from a class and be able to discuss what was going on in that class period. I've spent a lot of time thinking about, well, how do you run a class as well as have a discussion within that class at the same time? And I'm trying to figure out, is there a balance that we can set there where a few students have computers and they're running a discussion in the background, and then some of the other students would be running the discussion in the foreground, using real words and sort of speaking about it. And I think that this probably can work, especially once we set up some expectations for what discussions should look like. And what would be really interesting is doing some co-teaching with Mark. We have a wall that actually is collapsible in the middle of our two rooms that split us, and we haven't been able to come together as a big group except when we do some different activities with sort of extension, and we've done a couple of podcasting projects and some other things that we're not always so successful as the podcasting project, but I think that if we were able to co-teach, one of the teachers would be able to lead the discussion on the computers and be able to write about what was being talked about in the classroom discussion that the other teacher was leading. And I think that would be really interesting, because then at some point we could flip-flop and have the people who were on the computers discussing the topic and getting at some things in writing. They would become the speakers then, and they would be able to reference what has already been talked about in the online discussion, but then take it further, because I think that there is a kind of collaboration that only happens when you are sort of excited and in the moment and you're able to sort of shout out your idea, that it becomes a little bit more refined, a little bit more reflective when you write it down, which is great a lot of times, but when you're trying to get at a bigger picture, sometimes it gets lost. And you only end up settling for one idea in your writing because you want to make it sound, you want to have it, you want to write with flow, you want to keep that same main idea within a particular comment. Whereas in speech, you can build off of one another I don't necessarily know if organic is the right word, but in a way that really seems to feed off of one another a little bit better. You can reach a fever pitch in oral debate and discussion that I haven't seen work necessarily in a text debate or discussion yet. But hopefully we'll get there. So, interactive notebook, one idea. Discussion during class, second idea of how this would be different. The next idea would be for all of the teachers within this school, within a school, we would have to maintain a teacher blog that would allow us to reflect on our practice, because all of the students would have their blogs as well. And that's just an extension of what I'm doing this year. The students would continue to blog, but they would use their blog as not just a way of writing out all of their language arts thoughts and writing out authentic writing pieces, but they would use it as a way to keep ideas stored, as a way of reflecting on their learning, as a way of getting other people to join a discussion. And I think that commenting would become even more important, where we would maybe even spend entire days just doing commenting, where you're building upon one another's ideas and sort of furthering your own thought process. And I'd like to get a little bit more concrete and say, okay, this is what we would be trying. But it's kind of hard when you don't have the capability. You're not really sure what you're going to be able to have in this coming year. Some of the other ideas that I think we could probably kick around are the ideas of creating a little bit more of interactivity in the lessons. I try and build that in, and obviously Mark tries to build that in as well, but creating lessons that are interactive in a very computer literate sense, let's say. I was having a discussion about a month ago with my father on what Web 2.0 would look like in a kindergarten classroom. And when I started to think about it, well, gosh, you know, the kids in kindergarten, they can't type. You know, they're not going to be able to put their thoughts into writing, so blogging is probably out. So what do you do then? And I keep coming back to the idea of Web 2.0 as using the internet to do things that you'd never be able to do with pencil and paper or pen and paper. And so what I came up with is that you would be able to, in kindergarten, manipulate things using a mouse and a computer that you would never be able to manipulate in real life. You would never be able to build an actual bridge that you could sort of walk across virtually. You would never be able to talk about size in such large terms. You'd never be able to do some of the comparison ideas that a lot of kindergartners struggle with. The idea of things that are alike and not alike, because you can't create them. You know, you don't have all of these objects with you all of the time. And so I think that idea of creating an online manipulatives classroom or an online manipulatives playground, let's say, where students would be able to create what they would like to see, and to be able to manipulate text, and to be able to manipulate founding documents and sort of original source material. They would be able to sort of look at those in real time, and I think that idea of where everything is clickable, when I say everything is clickable, that everything has something else behind it. It provides a greater context. And I guess that's probably the main idea of what I'm trying to get at, is that the online component of the classroom would be to give a greater context for what is going on inside of the classroom, you know, not in the virtual classroom. And so everything that we would be talking about would have its component in the online classroom, and it would give a greater context. Now, I don't think it's going to be very feasible for teachers to simply create all of this context for our students. So we would be asking them to create the greater context, to be doing the research and looking up those founding documents and creating links. And in that sense, I think we would always be building this wiki of information. So I wonder, I do wonder how many different facets and how fast we could go with a school within a school. If we have a interactive notebook, if we have the ability to discuss things both synchronously and asynchronously outside of class, if we have a virtual classroom counterpart that is full of manipulatives, and if we have a wiki of information where everything is just constantly expanding, and I think that those would probably be about the four major points of a school within a school that are feasible right now. I think that there are some other things like using Second Life to create a true virtual classroom where the kids would actually have their own space to come on and play and things like that. I'm not sure if that's feasible by next year to actually get that that rolling and to get the permissions to do that and to meet online both in the classroom and outside of it. But I wonder if it is. I wonder if we can go further and say, you know what, classroom, our team, our program, the Discovery program, does not end at 3:02 when the bell rings. It never ends. This learning really does not stop, because there are so many different extensions to it that it becomes, well, going back to the word from a couple days ago, an experience. The Discovery program becomes the Discovery experience, where perhaps not all of our learning gets done in the 50 minutes that we have these classes. Perhaps our paradigm shifts and says that our learning happens at any time for any reason. And we follow these passions, and we follow learning where it wants to go. Can we shift the paradigm that much? Can we go out there and say, this is a passion and product or project-driven program? If you would like to be a part of it, we have a trial for next year. And you get to set up the curriculum. Can we do that with 7th and 8th graders? Can we tailor the curriculum to each individual student? That's something I want to think about. Is that going to be possible? Because that truly is what the potential of technology integration or Web 2.0 is making it so individual and making it so collaborative that everything they do is connected to another idea, to themselves, to something else that they are interested in. And I'd like to see if that is possible. I think that we should, Mark and I, and probably quite a bit of me on these podcasts, should create a way for that to happen. How do you plan out an entire year based upon each student learning something different? And obviously you wouldn't have to plan out the entire, or the students wouldn't have to plan out the entire year at the beginning of the year, but they would have to have different strands maybe of things that they wanted to learn or things that they were going to learn. Maybe we would set up those strands first and then they would sort of pick from within that. That is building in some pretty impressive choice. And 7th and 8th graders, you know, I never want to say that someone's not ready to make those kinds of choices, but I wonder if their brains are ready for that, to do that kind of reflection and to do that kind of learning, where it's truly student-centered, and the teacher is just there as the guide. We would have to shift the curriculum quite a bit, and I wonder what kind of resistance that would make. Well, I'm going to keep thinking about these things. I'm almost to school, and if you'd like to drop me a line, my email is benjamin.wilkoff@dcsdk12.org, and it's also, I put it in the enhanced part of this podcast, which is on iTunes, that you can get under Educast by Ben Wilkoff. And if you'd like to go to my blog, it's youngson.edublogs.org, youngsonne.edublogs.org, and I hope to be hearing from you soon. Thanks for listening.